Hey, DMH Mobile, Gaylord.
Kilo Liquid, Fox Philly Whiskey Monitoring.
NHCN, NHCU Portable on DMR.
Hey, Toby. KCAVSU. NHCN, I am actually on analog, but I hear you on the link system, so figured I'd answer you. I don't have my DMR with me. KV5DJO, good morning there, Toby.
KV8VSU.
KV5DJO.
I'm back, I had a phone call. Ah, oh, beautiful day out.
Yes, it is. Yesterday was pretty nice, except for the wind. Wind kind of got up. I guess it blew a tree or two down by Silver Street out there. But, yeah, I had a little bit of gusty winds by the afternoon, like a cold front was coming in. But today looks like it's going to be just picture perfect.
Yeah, it is. It's 74 degrees up here. Trying to catch up with Joe there. I heard him call on one of the frequencies. I was in the other room, so I ended up trying, and he didn't answer, so I called him on the phone. That's why it took so long. So, otherwise, not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, so what you think about all that severe weather they had downstate? I guess they had a few tornadoes, and a lot of that stretched all the way back into Minnesota the other day. But, man, that's... I tell you what, it sure made a beeline toward Michigan by late evening into yesterday morning.
KW monitoring. Alright, ELA Mobile.
Hello, radio. This is RRM. Anybody around? Nobody on up north today? W8RRM listening.
KW monitoring. NADOH Mobile.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo Hotel Mobile.
It's a miracle that traffic is moving.
I haven't even left the mall parking lot yet.
Well, you'll be fine down there. I just got off onto M72 here, going up the hill. On the west side of town here, it's interesting.
Yeah, one of our delivery drivers said he went up 72 and they had one of the lanes shut down. Sound like they were doing something with the shoulders of the road.
And it's not closed now. Whereabouts were they working on it, do you know?
You know, he didn't say. He just said he waited for 45 minutes before they let him through. So I'm not entirely sure. It sounded like they were taking, like, dirt from the shoulders and putting it on the road and then putting that into a truck or something. I mean, I couldn't really understand what he was saying, but he definitely sat there for a while.
That certainly makes life interesting. Yeah. Just about to the top of the hill now. I got all of Inland Lake School's PMs done today. And,
1 mile. Turn
right. Apparently I still have my GPS on.
Yeah. It wasn't a bad day to be outside.
No, it's pretty warm. They had more portables than mobiles. I think they only had like 8 or 9 mobiles. That was easy enough to do. They had like 30-something portables, though.
Yeah, and considering you got to run those all through the Aeroflex and check them all out, you know, that takes time.
10-15 minutes per radio. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't miss. Going down and doing all those PK contracting trucks. We did those line striping ones. You know, you'd have 60 or 70 trucks you'd have to go through and check, and a good majority of them needed antennas or microphones or mini-U connectors because they use a lot of CM200 and 300s, but then you get the guys on there that think they can install a mini-U and just use a set of vice grips to crimp down the connector. That was always funny to find.
Oh, I always laugh when I see that because I'm just like, you know, that's not actually holding on the sleeve, right? And then, you know, you can just slide the sleeve right off. And I had a customer watch me do that, and they're like, huh? How did you do that? I'm like, well, it's because you got to use this special crimper right here. So I chop off the end, put a new connector on there. And after that, they wonder what kind of tool it is.
Yeah, my crimpers are about kaput. I they were really, really old when I got them, and they will do 8X just fine, but they will not do any of the 58 stuff whatsoever. When I did the ones in my truck, I actually had to put a little bit of tape on the jaws there to get them to tighten up so they'll crimp tightly. So that was the last time I decided to use them. I got to figure out what ones I want to get now.
Well, that's always wonderful. Yep. Alright, well, I'm just about to drop down the hill and then I'll be home, so. I'm going to jump on out of here. And eat you, mate, Mobile.
Alright, sounds good.
KDREH, Mobile.